In the name of the one holy and living God. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. I have to begin with a bit of a warning. I tend to wander. So you might find yourself in the sermon. I have to begin by saying thank you once again for such a warm and wonderful welcome. It is good to be here. Even with the time difference. And I see we all made it on time, so thank you, God. So one of the things you've probably heard about me is I grew up in Barbados. And in the church that I grew up in, there was this beautiful painting that had been done by a local artist of Jesus. So this is one of those larger than life-size. Jesus is about 30 feet tall. And he is sitting there, and he has a lamb in his arm, and a flock of sheep sitting around him, and he looks pristine and wonderful. Some of you have probably seen pictures like this. And as a child, I always saw that picture, and I kept thinking to myself, why does it look so clean? Now, if you've ever been to a farm, and you've ever seen a sheep don't stay clean. And I said, someone probably took one of those sheep and gave him a little Clorox wipe and a blow dry before Jesus put him in his arms. And the rest of them had a spa day. So they looked pretty good. And I always was struck by that image. Like, why does Jesus look so clean? And I thought to myself, you know, that is exactly what we do with Jesus. We clean him up. We make him look good. We Photoshop him to make him look like, has anybody seen the Still One Christ? It's an old picture of Jesus, and he's in the garden, and he's kneeling like this, and he's looking up to heaven, and he's blonde and blue-eyed. I won't go there this morning. Sermon for another time. But I always wondered, why do we make this Jesus look so perfect? Why does he always have to look like he just stepped out of the spa and he walks up and he goes, oh. I don't need a photoshopped Jesus.
Amen.
I don't need a stained glass Jesus. I need a real present Jesus.
Amen.
I need a Savior who knows what it feels like to go through the dark night of the soul.
Yes.
I need a Jesus who knows what pain and hurt looks like.
Yeah,
yes.
But that is not the Jesus that most of us see. That is not the Jesus that most of us get to experience out in the world. And that is not the Jesus that most of the time the church puts outside. What Nicodemus in our gospel came for looking this morning, Nicodemus wanted to find that cleaned up, photoshopped Jesus. And I'm convinced that he was the very first Episcopalian. Because he decided that he had to go talk to the pastor at night. Didn't let him see him coming to talk to Jesus during the day. But he comes to Jesus and he says to Jesus, what can I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says to him, you must be born again. And Nicodemus says, say what now? That's a biblical paraphrase. Jesus says to him, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you will not inherit eternal life. And Nicodemus says, well, am I supposed to go find my mom and kind of reverse the process? Jesus said, you don't get it. Jesus uses a very technical theological term to call Nicodemus, you idiot. I have been telling you about all of these wonderful things that are happening in our world right now, and if you cannot understand earthly things, how are you going to understand heavenly things? And Jesus says a line that has been at every football game, every basketball game, and almost every public gathering, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. We can probably recite that in our sleep.
Yes.
But you see, Jesus, John 3:16, but Jesus says, for God so loved. And we forget that sometimes. We remember the second part, But we forget the first, that it starts with God saying, with Jesus saying, "For God so loved." And love the world, the word that John uses in the gospel is not world. That's a modern translation. The word that John uses is the whole cosmos. Now think about that. Not just the world, not just us good Christian folks that show up on Sunday morning in church, not just a democratic world, not just a Republican world. I'm not meddling this morning. Not just the good church-going folks, not just the Christian world, but the whole world. And you see, if God loves the whole world, it means that God loves you and I, all of us.
Yes.
Even the parts that we try to hide on a Sunday morning. Even the faces that we put on Monday morning when we head off to work. God loves all of us. Our shortcomings, our failures, all of those things, God sent His Son into the world to redeem and to draw us in love. Now think about what that means for you and I. If we are going to follow Jesus, it means we have to love the whole world. It means we have to love those people that we cannot stand. Remember that neighbor that you cannot just, You gotta love them. That person that cut you off on the highway this morning on the way to church, you gotta love them. A good theologian once said, you can only love God as much as the person you love the least. You can only love God as much as the person you love the least. We got some work to do. And in loving those folks that we love the least, we are called to show them what Jesus looks like. Not the Photoshop Jesus. Not the stained glass Jesus. That Jesus does nothing for our world. We need a Jesus who is messy. A Jesus who knows what it feels like to be rejected, to be hurt, to be in pain. We need a Jesus who, in love, comes to our world and says to us, nobody is outside the wide embrace that God has offered to each and every single one of us. It means that we must live and act as if we really are beloved children of God. When I was growing up, my grandmother had lots of wise sayings. She would give all kinds of practical and impractical advice every once in a while. But one of the things that she said to me, and she's always stuck with me, she said, "You are a beloved child of God. Don't ever let anybody treat you as anything else. You are a beloved child of God. Don't let anybody treat you as anything else." Because you see, the thing is, we live in a world that tells us, more often than not, that we are not beloved. We live in a world where brown bodies seem to be the thing that you can do whatever you want with. We live in a world where gun violence is real. We live in a world where the hurts and the pains are real. But we also live in a world where the love of God is real.
Amen.
We live in a world where God loves us so much that God will not let us go. And you and I are called to be bearers and witnesses of that love in this world. We are called to go out into the world and let folks know that God is still God and God is still in charge. And that God's love is beyond anything that we can somehow manage to create to keep people away. Because you and I know quite well what it feels like to go through pain. We know what it feels like to be rejected. We know what it feels like to be discounted, discredited, and dishonored. And what Jesus says to us is that you matter. So when I say that we need a Jesus that is not from a stained glass window or Photoshop, we need a Jesus who is out there in the world saying to us in the midst of our despair and disappointment that you are loved. You are valued.
Yes.
And you matter.
Amen.
And the challenge for you, my sisters and brothers, is for us to go out into the world and tell our neighbors across the street, down the road, and around the way that God loves them. Right there. We are called not to be like Nicodemus and show up in the middle of the night to try to, you know, get a little extra from Jesus. We're called to teach and preach that love, not just with our lips on Sunday mornings, but with our with our lives on Monday and Tuesday and every other day to end with why. We are called to go out into the world because we know what it feels like to be in a world that does not often value us. We can sing the song, "I come to the garden alone, when the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear as I tarry there, none other," come on, you can help me here, "none other," every note, "and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own.
Joy
I am that he tarried there, none other has ever known." That is the Jesus that we need. That is the Jesus that you and I need to go out into the world and preach. That is the Jesus that you and I need to go out into the world and follow. And it means that it's going to make a demand in our lives. It means that we have to get away from seeing Jesus as this distant Photoshop thing and being a Jesus who is walking this road with us.
Yes.
A Photoshop stained glass Jesus is the last thing that we need. We need a Jesus who is real, who reminds us over and over and over again that God so loved the world, he was able and willing to come and walk this road with us. So my challenge for you, my sisters and brothers of All Saints and Ascension, go forth in from this place and show the love of God. Show the love of God to each other here in this place and outside these walls. Go out into the world and let people know that there is a God in heaven and she is good. All the time. Go out into the world and let people know that Jesus' love is real and you have experienced it and you are going to share it. Go out into this world and let people know in no uncertain terms that there is life and energy and vitality here at All Saints and Ascension, and there always will be.
Yes.
Go out into the world and preach the good news that we have in this place.
Yes.
Let the rafters ring with the good news that you have to share.
Yes.
Of God's love for you and this place and for each and every single one of us. So my challenge for you, I don't have a pointy hat yet, but my challenge for you is that the next time that I come to visit, there needs to be some more folks here that know and have heard from you that God's love is real, that God's love is here, and that God's love is made manifest in you. For God so loved the whole world that he was willing to come down and show us what love looked like. And you and I are called to go out into the world and show God's love. If you remember nothing at all from the sermon this morning, remember this. Blah, 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 blah. And that's what most sermons sound like. Love.
Yes.
As our presiding bishop says, if it's not about love,
it's not about Jesus.
Not about God. So go out into the world and be God's love. Put away that stained glass Jesus. Put away that Photoshop Jesus. And show the real, messy Jesus who saved your life. Who saves your life. And shows us the way to God's heart. May it be so today and always. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.